morning and welcome to the morning news for today, Tuesday, November 24th, 2015. I'm your presenter, Richie Ferrell, and here are the headlines. Roseau South MP Joshua Francis is heartbroken by mounting sexual abuse cases occurring in Dominica. Dominica Cadas music pioneer Gordon Henderson received Cara Trailblazer Award in Washington, D.C. on Friday. Managing Director of Campbell's Business Systems and Services Limited, Carol Phillip, has passed away on Sunday. Suriname devalues currency as gold and oil prices drop. And Paris attacks suicide bomb belt dumped on street. The news is brought to you, compliments DigiCell. The details of these and more stories are coming up.
Free talk, more data, DigiCell. Experience the all-new DigiCell talk and data plan. Get more data with unlimited talk right now with DigiCell. Get 500 megabytes of data with free talk for 7 days for only $25. Now you can enjoy data with free talk. Yes, talk and data plans that cater to your needs. Now at DigiCell. DigiCell terms and conditions apply. DigiCell, be extraordinary.
Welcome back. MP for the Roseau South constituency and attorney at law, Mr. Joshua Francis, is heartbroken by the amount of sexual abuse cases reported in Dominica. Currently, a shocking amount of 157 cases within the year of 2015.
Yes, Matt, of course, that is of a serious concern. I just came from court myself and made a submission on the issue of law enforcement as it relates to young persons. One of several areas that we need to pay attention to. I just dealt with a section, Section 9 of the Children and Young Persons Act, which provides guidelines as to how young offenders should be treated. I have a client, only 15 years old, and he was in the prison from Thursday up till today. And when he was brought to the magistrate court, he was placed in the cells with adult prisoners. And the law provides for guidelines.
That's abuse.
As far as how young persons ought to be treated. But again, we take a lot of things for granted in this country. The law provides for training schools to be built. We do not have training schools. We do not have rehabilitation centers. And we keep violating the laws of the rights of young persons. And you just made mention of one of several areas which needs to be addressed, the area of sexual offenses against the young persons. So, Matt, that is an area that we definitely need to pay attention to.
Mr. Francis noted that the policymakers have lapsed tremendously. He argues that there are bills in place, but it is vividly shown that lawmakers and appropriate departments are doing nothing to make these bills law. For the safety of our young people, and some departments are not equipped with the proper resources to prevent and deal with these issues when they arise. Mr. Francis says it appears that decadence is on the rise as it relates to governance and the rights of young persons in Dominica.
You know, all stakeholders, social workers, teachers, religious persons, the law enforcers, and above all, the policymakers, because the policymakers have lapsed tremendously. As I speak to you, there is the law reform bill on young persons as far as the OECS is concerned, and nothing is being done. There are bills on law reform for the family. Nothing is being done. Absolutely no discussions on improving the availability of resources for the social welfare department. Absolutely no discussion from the government point as far as amending the Sexual Offences Act and creating the legal framework to improve the rights of children, to improve the status on the rights of children in Dominica. Mm. And I agree with Mr. Mate that the decay is on the rise and something has to be done. We cannot continually be casual about our future. Any government with a vision is going to spend resources on young people.
In more news, former Agriculture Minister Atherton Mate informed media that, frankly, he does not believe that the other leaders in the Caribbean will follow in the example of the St. Kitts Prime Minister, specifically Dominica. Mr. Mate believes leadership in the Caribbean has evolved into a leadership of taking at the expense of hardworking people rather than a leadership of true democracy.
But frankly, I'm not hopeful that the rest of the region will take a signal from Mr. Timothy Harris, because I believe leadership, particularly leadership of government in our region, has actually become not a matter of serving, but a matter of taking. And I think in too many instances, we've observed leadership running amok, you know, leaders and their friends actually getting exceedingly rich and exceedingly wealthy and exceedingly powerful in material things, and paying very little, if any, attention to such matters as the democratic traditions or the traditions of democracy. Because we are a young democracy. We are just what, 37 years old in this business.
That's right.
And so we are making, our job is to make and create a democracy that works for us.
That was Agriculture Minister Mr. Atherton Mate. And Dominican Canada's music pioneer Gordon Henderson receives Kara Trailblazer Award in Washington, D.C. on Friday. He was among eight Caribbean nationals who were honored at the 22nd Annual Caribbean American Heritage Awards, CARA, on Friday, the 20th of November, 2015, in the Grand Ballroom of the Hyatt Regency Hotel on Capitol Hill in Washington. Gordon Henderson is based in Paris currently, and he is reportedly the first Creole musician to sign a major French label. The awards gala was attended by hundreds of Caribbean American nationals, including representatives of the Rebuild Dominica organization based in Washington. Mr. Henderson dedicated his award to his homeland, Dominica, and to the Rebuild Dominica post-tropical storm Erica recovery efforts. And the court reporter Carlisle John Baptist jumps into the conversation on the issues brought up by the opposition leader Lennox Linton with Speaker of the House, Mrs. Alex Boyd Knight. John Baptist stated that at every turn, the Speaker of the House can be found in some sort of drama. John Baptist remarked that the Speaker of the House seems to think that Parliament belongs to her, forgetting that her role is to maintain order impartially and guide parliamentarians. However, her actions prove to be politically biased.
The way I am seeing things in that country, it's just not good at all. When you think that people are going to be working in harmony, people are going to be working together, every time there is a rule with the speaker by there, there is something with the speaker by there, and there is this with the speaker by there. The speaker believes the parliament belongs to her. She believes she was elected by the people. She forgets, Matt, that her role is to maintain law and order and to guide the parliamentarians. But she has played an integral part in everything. She is not partial at all. She's very impartial.
That was court reporter Carlisle John Baptist. An MP for the Marigot constituency, Honorable Lennox Linton, says a disingenuous position by Dominica at the end of the 62nd meeting of the OECS authority last week makes it necessary for Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrett to disclose whether or not his government has been compromised by any outside influence in the nomination of British Baroness Patricia Scotland for the post of Commonwealth Secretary General. The heads of the Organization of Eastern Caribbean States meeting met in Roseau from November 18th, 19th, 2015, allegedly asked Mr. Skerrett to withdraw his nominee so that CARICOM could proceed to the selection event in Malta this week with a single candidate in the person of the Antigua and Barbuda's nominee, Sir Ron Sanders, who has already secured a consensus from CARICOM. And in more news, Managing Director of Campbell's Business Systems and Services Limited, Carol Phillip, has passed on. Mr. Phillip was a prominent and outstanding businessman. Phillip was 63 and was a former employee of Cable and Wireless. He died on Sunday, 22nd November 2015. His brother, Cedric, said he died of a suspected fatal heart attack just before 9 a.m. on Sunday. He was an extremely creative technician, very creative in his thinking. It is a great loss to us as a family, and a great loss to our company. I think it's also a loss to Dominica. He was a man with a lot of very creative ideas and a man who knew how to get things done, Cedric said. We are grieving at his passing at this time, and we would just like to ask for prayers for our family to overcome what is that we feel right now, he added. It is with great sadness that we bid farewell to our manager, a pillar of Campbell's Business Systems and Services. His company, Campbell's, posted on its Facebook page on Monday, 23rd November 2015. Carroll was also the managing director of Campbell's Labeling and Packaging Company Limited, located in Canefield. He is survived, however, by his wife, Alex Phillip, former clerk of the House of Assembly, mother, Moonlight Phillip, and nine siblings. Meanwhile, activist Atherton Martin has taken on the rising levels of child abuse in Dominica, saying he is concerned but not surprised. He stated that after seeing the steady decline of morality in society trickling down from the very top, one cannot be surprised. Martin added that reports have circulated about some persons high in society who have been known to engage young women, even teenagers, in such abusive activity, and with at least one such case resulting in an offspring.
I'm concerned, but I'm not surprised. And that's a hell of a thing for us to be seeing in 2015. I'm not surprised because, in fact, we've seen the steady deterioration and decline in the morals and the principles and ethics of the society from the top down. You know, when people are getting away with open acts of violation of law and violation of principles and values at the top, it sends a message to the rest of the society that any number can play. There are, you know, there are reports of people in the administration who have been in engaged with young ladies. There have been reports. There have been reports that have included, you know, results. And the abuse of a teenager by somebody who's in a major policy-making position to the point where that person has a child.
Mr. Martin believes organizations, including the OECS Secretariat, have failed to take on the issue of abuse of young women. Mr. Martin believes that although there have been isolated attempts to tackle these issues, they should be placed at the forefront of the OECS agenda, seeing that this is not just an issue in Dominica, but around the Caribbean as well. He says destroying a young life means destruction of the future society.
I don't think that the churches have frontally taken on this issue, and that's a shame. I don't think the trade unions have. I don't think the teachers' union has. I don't think the organizations of women have. I don't think, you know, civil society has. I don't think the courts have. This is something that should have brought all of us to the forefront. You know, Mrs. Weeks took up the mantle and led this campaign to get a petition and so on and so forth. So it seems to me that, I mean, we have OECS meetings. We had a summit here, the 62nd summit. That was not an issue raised, but I'm sure it's an issue in all the OECS islands, not just Dominica. So why don't we raise it? Why don't we make it a frontal issue? When we destroy a young mind, we destroy the future of the island.
That was former Agriculture Minister, Mr. Atherton Mate. And for the second time in 4 years, Suriname has devalued its currency, this time by more than 20% following a drop in the oil and gold prices. Suriname's economy is dominated by gold, oil, and alumina exports. The central bank has said it will devalue the official exchange rate to 4 Suriname dollars to the US dollar. It was previously 3.50 to the US dollar. The bank said that the country's financial reserves had declined to US $370 million from US $1 billion in December of 2012. And French police are examining what appears to be a suicide bomb belt dumped on a Paris street following attacks that killed 130 people. It is said to resemble belts used by the attackers and was found in a suburb which a suspect is thought to have passed through after the attacks. The U.S. has issued a worldwide travel alert in response to these attacks. The Belgian capital, Brussels, remains on high alert schools and the metro will stay closed on Tuesday. And that's the morning news, but first a recap of our headlines. Roseau South MP Joshua Francis is heartbroken by mounting sexual abuse cases in Dominica. Dominica Acadas music pioneer Gordon Henderson receives Cara Trailblazer Award in Washington, D.C. on Friday. Managing Director of Campbell's Business Systems and Services Limited, Carol Phillip, has passed on. Suriname devalues currency as gold and oil prices drop, and Paris attacks, suicide bomb belt dumped on street. Once again, the news was brought to you through the very kind compliments of Digicel. Remember, if you've missed any of our news packages, you can log on to our website. It's www.q95da.com to view the stories, or you can click on the podcast icon to listen to the various packages. On behalf of the entire news team, I've been your presenter, Richie Farrell, wishing you a pleasant morning.